T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Turning to attorney Paul Cambria this morning for a little bit of help in understanding what's going on in the House. The House this morning, Paul, is to identify two articles of impeachment against President Trump. The two charges are abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. What do you know about those charges that you can help us with?
Well, what happens is after the full House of Representatives considers the case, it goes to their Judiciary Committee. They're the ones that draw up the charges. It's not surprising that they're saying that he obstructed and misused his power. I mean, that's been their theme all along. The big problem is that it now moves to the Senate. And the Senate, they have to prevail by two-thirds. So two-thirds means 67 senators out of 100. And there's 46 of them that are Republicans. So the chances of him successfully being impeached are pretty slim.
You know, I'm wondering, coming from somebody who's been in your shoes before, that knowledge of basically what's going to happen. We know what the outcome is going to be of a lot of these arguments being made. How that impacts whether it's somebody testifying, whether it's somebody doing questioning under oath. Does that impact how you go about your business at all, having this sort of predetermined almost outcome?
Well, there's a possibility. I mean, somebody is hoping to keep their employment in a Republican administration because of their political connections, and they know that the Republican administration is going to prevail. You know, they may very well soft pedal what they have to say in order to stay employed. So sure, those things can definitely be effective.
Paul, how strong a case do you think has been made for these charges? Because, I mean, most of the time, if you're watching, it seems like a tale of two different hearings going on.
Yeah, I think it's a very weak case, actually. It's all about politics. This is all about the election. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays. Obviously, the president isn't convicted in the Senate. He's going to say, see, I was exonerated. It's all politics. On the other hand, the Democrats, I'm sure, are going to take the position, you know, look at all the things the president did. Look at all the chaos. Do you want that again for 4 years? You know, that's just going to be a political tool. As far as a legal tool, it'll be like the other two impeachments in the history of the United States and fail.
That's, I think, what a lot of people are expecting to happen just because of the way everything is set up, the process that it has to go through and who makes up the majority in the Senate. On what you've heard so far, has this gone on, you know, for as polarized as Washington is and, you know, how, I guess, testy things can get over there when people are speaking, especially politicians? Has this gone on, you know, and followed the process that you would expect it to in any other atmosphere, or has this been maybe a heightened back and forth?
I don't think we've ever seen anything like this in our time, when there's been such a paralysis of Congress regarding legislation and activities of Congress for the people, as opposed to two political parties warring. You know, most of the people that I've talked to about this are saying, you know, what's Congress doing for us? All they're trying to do is either ensconce the Democrats in or ensconce the Republicans in. What are they doing for the people at large? And there may be some real backlash to some elections of representatives going forward.
You know, if the Senate does not go along with this, does it all just go away?
Yeah, it absolutely goes away like it did with Clinton. Basically, that's what happened with Clinton. They voted impeachment articles in the House, and in the Senate, he was acquitted. So, and it went away. And that's what will happen here.
All right. You know, if we could switch focus for just a moment, wanted to get your thoughts on what happened yesterday. Former Congressman Chris Collins settling with the SEC over some of those insider trading charges that led to his resignation from office. Settlements involving Collins, his son, somebody else, all are now subject to court approval. Is that maybe what you would have expected to happen, a settlement in this case instead of maybe more court proceedings?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, once you're in a situation where there's admissions of conduct and clear proof of conduct, it's a civil matter. It's all about money. And, you know, you settle it. You don't drag it on with discovery and the rest of it because the result's going to be inevitable. You cut your losses, pay the money, and be gone.
Does the settlement, Paul, will it have any impact on the sentencing next month?
I mean, I don't know. Usually you'd like to say to the court, you know, that part is over and there's no reason for another or a huge fine or something like that. But I don't think in the end it's going to have a major impact on what the sentence is going to be. The real impact will be the guidelines and what the judge will do considering the guidelines, whether the judge is going to send a message about insider trading with, you know, people in power. Those are the factors that will probably really weigh on the sentence.
Collins is going to be permanently barred from acting as an officer or director of any public company. Is that something that is typical in a case like this?
Yeah, pretty typical. You know, a lot of things that would involve stock trading and so on would be prohibited under these deals. We see that quite often.
Hey, Paul, any thoughts, too, on another story that's in the news this morning, and that is suing the Pope? There are some sexual abuse survivors that are now going right to the top, to the Vatican.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, how do you get jurisdiction over the Pope? You might get jurisdiction here over the entity, over the diocese, that sort of thing. But, you know, how do you get jurisdiction over the Pope personally? I don't see that happening here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.